This recording, New Hampshire 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon, that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma! Karma!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. She then laid Karma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I'm going to tell a story about when I was 10 years old and during my mom's 40th birthday party. My mom and my dad were always kind of really strict about when my brother and I were going to go to bed every night. So when I was about 10, there was this big bash down at my uncle's restaurant. He owned a restaurant in town. And he told us, like, a week before to pick out our, like, fanciest Hawaiian clothes we could find that had, like, fluorescent colors or, like, frills on them and to hide them somewhere in our room so that when they went to the restaurant, we could go put those on and whatever. So they left, and my brother and I thought it was really fun that we got to pretend that we were going to go to bed in a little while, and, you know, we were home by ourselves, and we could handle it, and then they left, and we went upstairs, and we got out all our Hawaiian clothes and put them on, and then the neighbor across the street came, picked us up, and he brought us to the party, and my dad had taken her somewhere else so she wouldn't know where we were going. So we got there, and we were all hiding in the restaurant. There's a big lounge area, and everyone was, like, hiding from all these corners. I mean, tons of people, over 50 people. And then we got in there, and we jumped out, and she actually couldn't believe that we were there, and I just thought it was pretty funny.